In Cambodia, where Buddhists pray daily, temples and pagodas are often too far to visit every day. Many Cambodian Buddhists construct spirit houses, like this one, so they can pray close to home. Yari Levan survived the regime of Pol Pot and is the last of his generation of artists trained in traditional Khmer ceramics at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts. He came to Massachusetts in 2001 and there met artist Sally Reed. Here she reads from a letter she wrote in support of Levan's nomination for a National Heritage Award.
I was immediately taken by him, by his intensity and focus, and by the shadow of suffering in his face and the brightness of his spirit. A few weeks after that first meeting, Yari spoke to me in English, his first complete sentence to me, "I love clay." A few months after that, visiting a ceramic supply warehouse with Yari and a woman who had decided to help by buying him a professional potter's wheel, he looked at me and said quietly, "This is my dream." Once Yari had connected with the Harvard Ceramics Program, I visited him there at the ceramic studio. I was overwhelmed by the amount of work ready for firing and the work in progress. It seemed to be the production of 3 or 4 full-time workers. How could one man do this? Yari answered seriously, "In Pol Pot time, I work like an animal with fear, many years. Now I work like an artist. In Pol Pot time, my art spirit was almost dead. Now my art spirit is big, is strong, is on fire."